This week in the Civil War, November 1862 arrived with little changed since late summer and early fall. McClellan's army finally had moved into Virginia, but was not actively pursuing Lee. Bragg had been pushed out of Kentucky with his army essentially intact. In the West, Grant was preparing to move against Vicksburg. The Confederate raider Alabama plagued Union shipping on the high seas, but the Union blockade of the Confederate coastline was slowly taking its toll. The recently issued Emancipation Proclamation was a subject of great controversy, with many in the North blaming Republican political reversals on Lincoln's issuance of the statement. Antietam had convinced England not to interfere in the American conflict, but the indecisive Union victory there seemed only to ensure that the war would continue with no discernible end in sight. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.